There once was a ship that put to sea, and the name of the ship was... Hey, Mimi. Are you trying to sleep? On a pirate ship? I thought you were supposed to be smart. Anyway, aren't you gonna give me a hug? Why? Because I'm your wife? And people tend to hug their wives? Especially when those wives have been on a dangerous expedition and need love from their baby. What? What have I done now? Really? 'Cause it doesn't seem like nothing. Is this by any chance about the fact that it took longer than I expected? My sweetheart, I can't control the sea. Sometimes it takes longer.
Especially when your crew are a bunch of drunken degenerates.
We give them way too much ale. I blame you and your generosity of spirit. If I had things my way, way tougher. Glass of rum, crust of bread. Take it or leave it. Yeah, but I don't pirate to be popular. I pirate because we're both very good. And also, it's how I met you, and also, it's very fun. Well, don't you want to hear how it went? Fantastically. There was swashbuckling fining and my favorite, financial gain. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's wife for me. I take my looting responsibilities very seriously. We are living in a material world. And I am a material girl. No, not too dangerous. Just, you know, the perfectly acceptable amount of dangerous. With sharks, pirates, locals who didn't take too kindly to us being on their island. You know, normal stuff. I was perfectly fine. I had knives, swords, incompetent degenerates. Couldn't have been safer. Well, except maybe if you had come. Who's guilt tripping? I'm just stating facts. It's not my fault you're a whiz with a sword. But I love you very much, and I've missed physical touch. Don't deprive a thirsty woman of her booty. It's cruel. You're not cruel. But I'm dying of thirst. Look. Baby. It's your duty to take care of the captain. Heartless heartbeat. Love me. 'Cause I'm whipped for you and tied by the bounds of matrimony. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Hug me. You're the only person I can stand that I've seen. Excuse me. Coming from a wife of over 10 years, that's extremely high praise. Spouses and their unrelenting expectations. It's a good job you're very pretty. Hug me. Please. Please. Too bad. You're hugging me. I messed our bed. And the person in it. Equal amounts. I missed you very much. So much. Well, since you're the only person I actually really like, I missed you like crazy. You should have come with me. How'd you get to be so smart? We already had plans to fulfill. I know. You see, this is why we work so well. You do all the practical, important stuff, and I'm like, hey, treasure. Speaking of which, you didn't think I'd come back empty-handed, did you? For you? Have you ever seen a pearl that big? Me neither. When I saw it, I just thought, yeah, that will definitely get me out of the doghouse. And it will probably make them very happy. And forgiveness for being late is only something a strong and decent person would do. And I don't know anybody stronger or more decent. You forgive me? Good. That means I can squash you. Actually sleep tonight. I don't sleep when you're not there. It's very annoying. Which is why for our next excursion, I insist you're coming with. Because I need someone I can stand. Besides, I might need you. Well, the water we're going through next time. Siren infested. What do you mean? I would never cheat on you. I'm not stupid. You're just so good at knots. If I'm gonna be tied down, I only want to be tied down by you. Why do you think I married you? Beautiful, smart, good at tying knots. I liked it, so I put a ring on it. You smell like things other than vinegar and sweat. Crew full of disgusting, smelly degenerates. Can't really compare. By can't really compare, I mean they're revolting. I don't have to like them, I just have to lead them. Where's you? I need you to like me. Preferably love me at the same time, but, you know, I don't want to be picky. Do you remember our wedding? Both drunk and scared and convinced our fathers were ruining our lives. Pirate gangs are annoying like that. Who must marry? Blah, 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 blah. Shut up, old man. I thought, here he goes. Another stupid idea. Another stupid person for me to... But then I saw you, and... I thought, at least they're fuckable. But you are. You're very beautiful and desirable, and as proven through experience, very fuckable. Excuse me. I'm a swine you married. I'll say this for the old man. He was right about you. What did you think about me? You blown away by my tits? Were you enthralled with my luscious mane? I look like a harlot, huh? Well, I aim to please. Harlot. I'm gonna remember that. I'm the harlot with a heart of gold. More importantly, I'm the harlot with treasure troves full of gold. One for you, one for me, one for future babies. Speaking of which, we should probably get on that. Well, I'm not getting any younger. God. Why are you surprised I want to have babies? Oh, so a harlot can't want children? That is very narrow-minded. Shame on you. Okay, shirt off, please. Well, how do you think babies get made? Not by wishing and hoping, bub. Shirt off. Oh, here we go. Using you for babies, Emily. And after I brought you a pretty pearl. Marriage, it's no piece of cake. But it is kind of like an exciting adventure with lots of dangerous perils. And sex. My favorite kind. Well, what's there to talk about? Why'd you have to bring logic and sense into something that's beautiful? Your wife wants to have babies with you, and all you can think of, what are we gonna do with them? Where are they gonna go? Will they die? I did marry you for brains, but must you use them all the time? Fine. But you're really smart. Can't you just figure out a way we can have the kids and they not die? Come on. You're a big brain. You can do this. Did you just say give up pirating? Tell you what. How about we put a pin in having babies? You think of a way that doesn't involve me giving up my entire personality, and we just have sex. Thank you. Love you very much. Shut up and give me that booty.